Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and in today's podcast, I have the pleasure of interviewing the lovely Avril Baxter. So Avril is a mom, a wife, an author, and she's also the creator of the Get Started Losing Weight program, and she's an expert at helping women lose weight specifically. She is an expert through not only her own personal struggle with weight loss, where she has actually had a 100-pound weight loss journey, but she also knows what it takes to lose weight realistically and keep it off. She's helped thousands of women drop the unwanted pounds through a lifestyle switch, a realistic, no-fad approach, and using her passion and experience to do so. She is determined to pursue her mission, which is to help over a million women lose weight and make their inner diamond shine bright. So welcome, Avril.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, it's Amanda, your head chick here from Fit Chicks. I'm here with Avril Baxter today as our special guest. Hi, Avril.
Hi.
And so for everyone listening for Fit Chicks Chat today, Avril Baxter is actually one of the creators of Diamond Body Image as well as a weight loss expert. So I'm super excited to chat with you today because I think you've got some really great insights into weight loss, weight management, in terms of like the fitness side, the nutrition side. So we're going to dive into all of that today, right?
Yes. Awesome.
Okay, cool. So why don't we start off, first of all, by why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and about your story? Because I know your story is very interesting, and we talked about it before, like a few months ago when we chatted. So why don't you tell everyone a little bit about your story so they know where you're coming from, and then we can kind of go into some more of the tidbits.
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, Amanda was actually, she's awesome. And she was actually on our podcast back in February. We were just talking about that. So my story is basically I'm almost 34. I'm starting to feel old, but I'm 33 now. And back when I got married the first time, yes, I'm divorced. I weighed 215 pounds and it was just an unhealthy lifestyle, something that, you know, kind of, you know how like when you're raised with stuff, you kind of bring in all of that stuff into your adult life from your, from your childhood. So I was used to having like the Little Debbie's snack cake things everywhere. And, you know, McDonald's was okay to eat at all the time and this and that, because I don't want to say my family wasn't healthy, but they didn't teach me healthy habits.
No, I totally get it. My family was the same. It was like, just fend for yourself. My family was very much like you. Just, I made my own breakfast, my own lunches for school and that kind of stuff. And I was like,
yeah. 10.
Yeah. And I was like, I'd be like, I think I'm going to have Doritos for breakfast. Like, it was so bad.
Or I'm going to put like five Little Debbie snack cakes. I can't say that word today. In my lunch, right? Like, yeah. Who needs a sandwich when you can just have that?
Exactly.
And so over time, I mean, it wasn't like a real revolution. Oh, geez, Avril, you need to start losing weight.
Yeah.
It was a divorce actually that did it. And I was a single mom. My daughter was about two and I would go out to my friends dancing, you know, at bars or whatever, having drinks with the girls. And I never like got a second look from any guys or any nobody really. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die an old single woman all by myself. Like, I need to do something about it. And so I started doing stuff, and it was really, really hard, and it took a long time, and I got sucked into all of these fad diets and Weight Watchers and things like that. And then finally, I realized that I had to learn a new healthy lifestyle, and it had to be a habit. So fast forward, I lost 100 pounds, and I was a financial advisor. Thank you. I quit my corporate job, much like you did, to do this, my passion, and help empower women to know that they can do it and be there with them right alongside.
That's amazing. I love it. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about sort of what it is that you do now with women? Because I know that you work often with women that are just sort of starting out, right? Like kind of like where you were at, kind of at that place where they're like in a little bit of a situation where they're like, I just don't even know where to start.
Yes, actually, that is what we focus on. Women that are just like, I've tried this, I've tried this, I've tried this, and nothing seems to work, or it works for a short time. So that's what my husband and I, Alex, focus on, is just helping people get started. So it's all mm-hmm. about learning those new healthy habits and implementing them one by one. So right. baby steps.
Right. Awesome. No, that's perfect. And so for anyone listening, what would be your top three if you had to choose? I know there's a ton. There's just so many tips out there. But what would be your top three that you give to your clients that you say, these are the top three things. If you could do these, they will help you lose weight. They will help you maintain it and live a balanced sort of healthy lifestyle. What would those be if they were not nutrition-based? Because we'll talk about nutrition after, because I feel like nutrition is its own beast altogether.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, the first one is you are where you are now because of really bad habits that you formed over your life. So you need to take the steps and take them slowly. Like, everybody wants immediate gratification. Honestly, that's why I love to spray paint, is because it's immediate gratification. But that doesn't happen with weight loss, right? So you have to start one by one transforming those habits. So just as an example, you're drinking Diet Coke right now. Well, do the reward system. So if I drink a full bottle of water, 20 ounces, then I can have a pop or a soda, wherever you're from. And then if you drink another 20 ounces of water, then you can, so it's the reward-based system. And that's just a way that you can slowly start to change your habits. But changing habits, because that's key.
Right.
The second one I would say is knowing why you're making these decisions, knowing why you're deciding to opt for early morning workouts instead of sleeping in, or why you're opting for rice cakes instead of cheesecake. I mean, you really have to know why, and that comes from your head a lot. And so right. you really have to know your why, like, really, why are you trying to make this change? Because change is hard for everybody, even in all aspects of life. Change is really hard.
Definitely. And I think, you know, knowing your why is so important. Just to add to that, because I know, like, for you, your why was like, I just don't, basically, you just weren't feeling attractive. You weren't feeling, right. you weren't feeling good in your skin. You weren't feeling you know, you weren't feeling like you were able to kind of be at your best. And I think, you know, for everyone listening, knowing your why, but diving a little bit deeper is really important. And we talk about this a lot in our fitness and nutrition expert program, where you have to talk to clients and say to them, it's not just about like, well, I want to be able to, you know, sometimes you'll hear like the why is like, well, I want to be able to walk up the stairs without losing my breath. That's great. That's a goal for sure. But your why is more like, well, why do you want to be able to do that? You want to be able to do that because you want to have more energy. You want to have more energy because you want to play with your kids at the park. So maybe that's your why, right? Like, think about it from a, like, how, like, peeling back the layers kind of thing. And what are those layers and what do they look like? And I think that really helps you kind of dive deeper. So I think even for you, even though it was like,
oh yeah,
I want to feel good about myself, there's probably so many other layers to it that finally just got down to like, you just really want to like live a more healthy, balanced lifestyle.
Yeah.
Really.
It was really the confidence, because I can tell you the way people look at weight loss sometimes is like, well, if I lose weight, then I'm going to be able to wear a bathing suit. But it's not just about that. Yeah. I mean, there is no way, if I weighed 215 pounds, and I'm sure you could probably relate to this, that I would be on a video with you right now talking about confidence or talking about anything, because I wouldn't want to be on video.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
It all depends. It depends, definitely. And let's say, like, with a caveat to that, because there's so many women out there, and I fully support the body positivity
The
idea of that and being really comfortable in your skin, but it really is a person-to-person basis, right?
It is, absolutely.
For you specifically, that didn't work out. For me specifically, I know where my comfort level is, right? In terms, especially when it comes to video.
Oh, for sure.
Video to me is like one of those, like, oh my goodness. I had to present 3 months after having my daughter. I was speaking at a conference, and I remember feeling like, I felt like this energy of like, well, should I tell people, like, as soon as I get up there? I felt like I almost had to, like,
to explain,
just so you know, I just had a baby, you know. But, and I was like, maybe I just bring her with me. Like, I was like trying to, in my head, figure out, how do I explain that I don't have a six pack, that I don't look right. I would maybe naturally want to present
myself. I'm still losing the baby fat. Right?
It was this real mental game for me to kind of figure out, what do I want to do with that? And how do I want to present myself? And it came down to just confidence, where I was just like, no, like,
oh, absolutely.
I know my story. I know where I'm at. I have to just walk in knowing that my knowledge is there. And that's what's important to me.
Yes.
But for everybody, that story is going to be different for sure. So,
oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I would just say one is the last one, maybe yeah. Timestamp that one and edit that last part out.
No, it's perfect.
So the last one, I guess, would be, you know, yes, it's eating, it's exercise, it's your emotional state of mind that's going to help you get to your weight loss goals if you have them, but it's also being prepared. I mean, you have to be prepared for life. You have to be prepared to eat healthy, no matter if you're stuck in a traffic jam, no matter if you're held up late at work, no matter if you've got a crying baby upstairs that is demanding so much of your attention. Uh-huh. You know, whatever it might be, you have to be prepared, schedule the important things in, like meal prep, your workouts, your mindset time, you know, just your self-reflection time. You have to schedule that into your calendar and prioritize it.
Mm-hmm. No, and I can't agree with you more on that point for sure, because I think that it's the one thing that people say they don't have is time, right? They don't have time to work out. They don't have time right. to prepare things. They don't have time for meal prepping. All that stuff doesn't have to be really complex, like complicated or complex. Right. I find that we make things more difficult than they need to be. Mm-hmm. You know, like for workouts, my workouts are done in home. I have an in-home gym that I've purchased equipment so that I could set up on my own in home, because I don't have a 2-hour window to go to the gym. And my workouts are 25, 30 minutes at the absolute most. That's it. Like, that's how they are, and they work, they're effective. And same thing with meal prepping. Yep. It's like, a lot of people think it's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to spend the whole Sunday just spending the entire day cooking and stuff, and I don't have 6 hours to do that. I meal prep, I use every single element that I have on my stove, I use the oven, and I use a slow cooker. I do it all at once.
<Me too>.
Literally. Yeah, right? And then it's just like, okay, cool. Now I've got meals for the entire week. At least all my lunches are taken care of.
Yep.
Some sort of dinner sides. Usually my proteins are all taken care of. And then it's just like, it's a no-brainer. Then you're not picking at like, you know, oh, well, I'll just get takeout. Instead, you're like, okay, I can just throw together this salad with chicken because it's already pre-made. It takes me 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. Totally agree with you 100%. Now, in terms of like, there's this whole idea now of, you know, the idea like behind, instead of weight loss, people are now looking at it as fat loss. And I really like that new sort of thought process on it, because I do think that there's a big difference in that. So, you know, for anyone listening, it's like the idea of weight loss is that you're losing weight, you're using a scale to judge that, and you're kind of going through that process. Fat loss is more like your scale might not budge at all, but your inches might go down. You might start shrinking your fat cells, right? Because you're getting leaner and you're getting smaller, but you're not necessarily maybe seeing it on a scale. Maybe you even see the scale going up. What are your thoughts on that, and sort of what do you think in terms of like a measurement, in terms of like the way that people see it? What would you say is probably like more effective?
Well, I definitely think fat loss, because there's so many variables that can happen with weight loss. But I mean, when you say weight loss, that can have so many different meanings to different people. Mm-hmm. If I say weight loss, you might automatically think fat loss and vice versa. I think the big thing is with just choosing to use a scale and just focusing on your number is that your body every day, depending on what you eat, if you're sore from your workout, if you have an injury, anything like that, will retain water. Or let's say you have a couple glasses of wine or something at night. Well, in the morning, you're probably going to be dehydrated. So you're probably going to like the scale. Well, then the next day, you didn't have those wine and you had a big thing of water like this. And you get on and you're like 3 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
So I think weight loss is, it's a category, but I think fat loss is what you should focus on in that category. And I really think that your body composition, I actually had somebody say this to me yesterday. Well, I know that muscle weighs more than fat. Well, in reality, a pound of fat and a pound of muscle weigh a pound. It's just the amount of space that it takes up in your body. So that's where that misconception comes from. And if you focus on fat loss, obviously your body's going to get smaller and therefore you're still going to see the scale go down.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I agree. I mean, do you use, with your clients, do you use other forms, other methods of success? So what would those forms be that you use so that you can maybe, you know, so we could try to help other people get it, maybe ditch the scale altogether. Sure. I always say check the scale. I don't even know how much I weigh. Even when I was pregnant, I didn't even know how much I weighed. I didn't weigh myself. At the doctor's, I would stand with my back to the scale and tell them just to write it down. I'm like, I don't even care. It makes no difference to me.
Yeah. So I really, working closely with people, you know, everybody has their own preference of how they want to judge. Some people are just like, I'm sorry, I got to use the scale. Some people will use, one of those little tape measure, the flexible tape measure things. Right. I don't know the proper name for them. I like to use my clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a pair of jeans on right now and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I remember the last time I wore these because it's cold here today. It's about 65 out in beginning of September in Indiana. So it was jean time. So I put my jeans back on and that's my measurement. I've had other people, honestly, they don't like to know. They only check once a month and it could be a different combination of things. You know, right. I really just, there's so many different ways that you can do it. Just how you feel too.
Mm-hmm. I know like one of the things that we always say in FitChix is, you know, the measurables that we try to use is like do a before and after photo. Like
yes.
A before photo and then do one after like 4 weeks or 8 weeks. Like give yourself time, first of all. Don't do it like 3 days later and expect to see massive changes. But doing photos I find are really helpful because oftentimes it's like you look at yourself all the time in the mirror. And you see yourself consistently and you're always looking, oftentimes, unfortunately, we are always looking at sort of the areas that we want to change. Mm-hmm. And so, but we don't see the changes drastically. So it's kind of like when you actually take a photo of it and you see the comparison side by side, you notice the results differently than if you're just looking at yourself in the mirror consistently in the same image over and over again.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, actually I have this written down on my little note sheet here, but, you know, we were talking about muscle weighs more than fat, but it's the composition or whatever. And so somebody that goes in and starts on their weight loss goals and they're measuring by their pants, but their pants aren't necessarily giving them the results they want. And I see you for the first time in 6 months and you're like, oh my gosh, Avril, you look amazing. Like you look really great, but I didn't know that because I was just looking at myself in the mirror and maybe I didn't lose as many inches in my pants as what I wanted. Maybe it's more in my upper body or my legs or, you know, something along those lines. So I think the photos is definitely a great one.
For sure. And I think one of the other measurables, if someone is looking for something else other than just like how their clothes fit or anything, if you're looking at it from a perspective of like strength, one of the measurables that we also do is we do an endurance and strength test in our fitness classes. So at the very beginning of the program, we have them do timed interval strength tests. And then at the very end, we have them repeat those exact same movements for the exact same amount of time, because then you're really comparing apples to apples and you're actually being able to see. So you're not just as focused around weight loss or fat loss or measurements, but you're actually also focused on strength, ability, mobility, endurance, and how your body is changing from like that perspective, which I think is super cool. And I think it's a nice refresh of like a different way to look at it.
Yeah, we have, I created the Get Started Losing Weight program and that's like the first 2 days. So yeah. I actually had one lady sticks out to me. Her name's Carrie. She did an amazing job, but she was like in the beginning of the program, I did that fit test, honestly, Avril, and I was dying. I couldn't even do one push-up. And then at the end, she was able to go through. It's 8 weeks. And she was like, I'm just so excited because in the beginning of 8 weeks, I couldn't do one push-up, but now I can do four. I can only do four, but I can do four regular. So that is a great way. Yes, a great measurement.
Definitely. Awesome. And now what would be your, now we're going to jump to the nutrition side, because I know like this is like a big one. So in the nutrition, what would be your top three nutrition tips specifically to live a more healthy, balanced lifestyle? Because as we know, nutrition is like key to any kind of fat loss or weight loss or any kind of weight management.
Absolutely. you know, just from my own experience and working with others, but first off, this isn't necessarily just nutrition, but just in general, especially around nutrition, it has to be realistic in your life. Like, you can't decide, oh, okay, I want to lose weight and I want to live a healthy lifestyle, so I'm going to go ahead and order Nutrisystem. You can't do that because you're not going to continue to do that. You're not going to continue to do that for the rest of your life. So if you have specific body goals, if you have specific health goals, then you really have to do it in a way that's realistic, that's you're going to be able to continue on. So if you hate asparagus and you buy this meal plan that says you have to have asparagus, well, that meal plan is not going to work in your life, right?
Yeah, it's so funny that you say that, because I talk about that too, where I'm like, even with like fitness goals, I'm like, if you hate running, why are you trying to take up running as your fitness? It's fine.
Exactly.
Something you like.
Well, it's cardio, Amanda. It's cardio.
But it's like one of those things where it's like, if you really don't like it, don't do it. If you really don't right. like to eat it, don't eat it. Like, I don't like eggs. Like, I just don't. I wish I did, because I know how good they are for me. I just don't like them. So, and I've experimented with all these different types and all these different ways to make them, and I just don't like it. So I'm like, I don't push myself to eat them. I eat other things.
Find something else healthy. Right.
That's just it. It's like, you got to find the keys to your own success, really.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The second one is, I mean, everybody should know this, but I think a lot of people don't, is you have to find the foods that are like closest to their natural state, because there's so many toxins. And I go back to the beginning of my journey where I was like on these smart ones and stuff. You can't even read half of the ingredients that are on there, and you're putting that stuff in your body. I'm sure if you combined it all together in a different way in different amounts, it would make plastic. And that's what you're actually eating. You have to be okay. I mean, I know there's vegans and vegetarians and this and that, but you have to be okay with eating steak or tuna fish or, you know, just raw vegetables that you actually like cook or steam or put in the oven. Like, that's where the meal prep comes in. So definitely that, because all those toxins, they make you just dirty inside. You know what I mean?
I like that explanation. They make you dirty inside. They can be like plastic. You're probably right though. Like, I mean, I've never really thought about it from that perspective, but like, yeah, I'm sure if you combine all those things, it probably would in some other way form plastic. I know. Cause some things, like, you eat it, you take a bite and it actually tastes like plasticine. Like
sometimes
that. Yeah. Or like Play-Doh, and you're like, what is
this? Yeah, this tastes weird. Or the best one is like, this tastes like a cardboard box smells. Like, what does that mean? Probably because it's been in there. And actually, I was just doing some research on diet myths and the nutrition label for my podcast. And so I found a couple of very interesting things. You know, these box meals, these diet foods or so for, they're labeled for. Uh-huh. They have so much sodium in them, obviously, because they have to stay fresh in a freezer. And in the smart ones, just because that's where I came from, I read in the highest one has 1,000 milligrams in one of those little tiny boxes, 1,000 milligrams of sodium. And the daily recommended value is 2,500 milligrams. So it's just like, wow. I know it's not going to kill me right now, but if I continue to eat this way by the time I'm 50, it's probably not going to be good.
No. I mean, my gosh, I know. It's just, the more you can eat real food, the better off you'll be. Like, and that's really like the number one nutrition tip in my mind too, is like, it's literally like, if you can just eat real food, you have already basically won the battle, in the sense, because if you're eating food that is at its natural state, one ingredient food. So like carrots, beets, apples, like things that have one ingredient. So it's just, that's what it is. The chances of you maintaining or getting into more of a balanced state nutritionally and weight wise is so much better off than if you're filling yourself up with all these like processed foods.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the next one that I hear from a lot of people, and I'm sure you probably hear this too, people are really, I don't want to say addicted to their food, but they really like want good tasting food. Right. Yeah. So I'm going to go out and grab a pizza from Pizzeria Uno or whatever it might be because it tastes good. Well, that's good. Okay. I'm glad it tastes good, but there's so many different things that you can do going back to the natural food. So use spices, use zero calorie sauces, use apples, make your own like apple crush it up, put it over chicken. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of work.
Yeah.
And that's where that comes in at. Like, yes, it's going to take a little bit more work, but you can use simple, simple things. Spices, for example, pepper, you know, cinnamon, whatever it might be, and make those natural foods taste so good. Just be creative. Mm-hmm. There's no right or wrong way to eat, right? Well, there is, but there's no right or wrong way to be creative with natural foods.
With real foods, no. And to be totally honest, for anyone here who's listening, it's like we say, you know, oh, well, to make chicken and veggies is going to take me like half an hour or so. I don't have time. But then you order pizza. Pizza generally will take about like 30 to 40 minutes for delivery or pickup or whatever you're doing. But that same process probably takes around the same amount of time. It's just that maybe the only difference is that if you're waiting on a pizza, you can get something done during that wait period versus if you're actually in the kitchen making something. But really think about it from a perspective of that. Like time-wise, you're probably going to eat around the exact same time as you would. Mm-hmm. The only difference is that you actually have to do the work versus sitting back. And I'm not saying don't ever eat pizza or don't ever eat these things, but also pay attention to the way that you feel after you eat it. It's funny, like when you eat real clean whole foods, and I'm sure you notice this, Avril, like,
oh yeah,
I find if I do eat pizza or something like that, I feel terrible. Like my stomach is upset and it hurts for like probably 1 to 2 days. Is on average, because it's like I'm not used to like greasy, like lots of cheese and all that kind of stuff. I'm just not used to it. So it's like it sits in my stomach and it makes me feel sick and it gives me lethargic energy. And like I usually emotionally even feel kind of like blah.
Yes. You know, that is so funny. So we have, my husband, Alex, has a favorite restaurant here, and it's just one restaurant. It's called the Ale Emporium, and they're huge. It's like a little sports, well, it's a big sports bar, but they are known for their pizza and their chicken wings. And so once in a while, he'll be like, come on, Avril, let's go to the Ale. We don't have any kids because kids aren't allowed there. We don't have any kids. Let's go get a pizza from the Ale. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, this is every time. I know you really want their pizza. It is really good, but I'm going to hear about it for the next 2 days. And so we'll go, we'll have the pizza. And then like the next day, he's going to be like, why'd you let me have that? I just feel like I got a big dough around my stomach. I'm just so like bloated and I feel disgusting. And I'm like, I told you. So I think maybe pizza is one of those things that just does it.
I think so. I mean, it's funny because when you're telling this story, it's like as if I'm hearing my own husband speak to me as well.
It's exactly, that's hilarious.
The same scenario. He's like, why'd you let me do it? Like as if I had any control.
Yeah, exactly. Because I tried to tell you no and you still did it anyways.
Exactly, exactly. But if you are going to indulge, I mean, go for it from time to time, but pay attention to how it makes you feel. Because once you start like relating how you're feeling to the food that you're putting into your body, you kind of don't want it as much, right? Because you're kind of like, wait a second. If you really remember how gross you felt after you ate that or how like tired you felt or whatever the case may be, it's sometimes you're kind of like, I don't think it's worth it. Right? Like it's just, sometimes it's not always worth giving into your cravings for that feeling to happen.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing that I've told a lot of people is, well, I always say like, always have a journal and write down your feelings, your thoughts, have some sort of, you know, writing for a purpose moment in the morning, like what you're thankful for and just really get into your inner motivation. But also if you do a workout, hey, jot it down. Jot down what you eat, just whatever it might be. Hey, this is quickly what I did today. Oh, I went out to Applebee's and I had their big Buster burger. And
how I don't did know you what feel? That is.
Write again, that
I've
down.
Never heard of that.
Well, you had a big pizza at Pizza Hut or whatever it might
be. Yeah.
You know, just yes, go in. And if you're feeling kind of yucky now and no energy and you just kind of feel like going and laying on the couch, well, make sure you take a second and actually write that down, because the next time you're tempted to, I want to say cheat on your diet, but make a decision that you probably will regret, you can always go back and look at that before you decide to leave the house.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a really, really good point. That's a great idea, actually, just to jot it down and not necessarily from a perspective of like having to control, like write down every single calorie intake and all that. I mean, you can do that if that's something that works for you. For me personally, I find that it makes me too obsessive. So I like the idea though of just, if you just write it down and you just kind of attach like the emotion to it or the feeling to it or what you were doing after you had that and sort of, you know, kind of creating a little bit of like a log of what things are, how food is affecting you. I think that's a really effective tool.
And I will just add one more thing to the pizza.
Please. Yeah. So, we love talking about pizza on Fit Tricks.
So since we were talking about it, there are these wraps that you can buy and they're called flat outs. I don't know if you have them in Canada, but they're basically 90 calories, kind of high in fiber, low in carb. And what we do, one of the really easy, simple lunches or even dinners is we make our own like a little personal pizza. So we have a baking stone, usually about 350 to 400 in the oven for about 15 minutes. And we do buffalo, we do some taco, we do regular pizza, and it's, we just make them here. And literally they have probably 300 calories in them, depending on the cheese and all that, but literally 300 calories and you've got your own little personal pizza.
And you get rid of the craving, right?
But
and
you do.
Without the guilt or without the feeling of like,
ugh. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, do you have one last piece of advice that you would give to anyone listening right now that we haven't covered or something that you would just really like to like drive home in terms of like weight loss and weight management? Like what would be that one thing if someone's listening and they're like, okay, I'm ready to get started. What do I do? Like what would be that number one thing that you would say to them?
Yeah, there's so many, right?
I know. Many.
It's hard to pick one. But I would just say be prepared and do something. So prepare yourself for it because that's the big thing, mental. What do you always say? It's January 1st and you're setting your New Year's resolutions. Okay, I'm going to go on a diet. And you're just like, oh gosh, this is my last day and tomorrow I got to start my diet. And I start my diet. You know, and you can't go into it looking like that because you can't go into it looking like it's a diet. So just be prepared for that mentally, like be ready for that. Be excited about it. Affirm your positivity every day. Like I'm so excited on January 1st. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to wear a bathing suit or whatever your motivation is.
Right.
And then have a plan, you know, do something and have a plan to do something. So don't just like get up in the morning to work out and be like, oh, okay, I got up an hour early. Now what am I going to do? And then you waste a half hour trying to figure that out. But yes, just mentally prepare and have a plan to do something.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. I agree with you 100%. A plan is so key. And if you aren't sure, if you're still like, okay, I have a plan of this is the day I want to start and this is what I want to do, but you don't know where to begin, definitely reach out. There's so many different resources out there. There's resources online. You can hire coaches, huge, right? Like Avro, like with FitChicks, with anyone, you can find so many coaches that can help you either virtually or in person that basically have the expertise. So if you're looking for tools necessary for you to get to your goal and you just don't know where to begin because there's so much confusing information out there, hire a coach or find a program online that works for you or whatever the case may be. But definitely, I agree, have a plan. And if you can't create the plan, find someone that can create it for you so that you can be most effective with your time and also get your results. Because if you don't get results, you're not going to continue. And then if you don't continue, it'll all be a bust.
Yes. And, you know, just one thing to add on to your point is make sure if you do hire a coach or a program, make sure that you can actually work with that person because there's so many different personalities. And, you know, it's happened to me before, not necessarily in the weight loss area, but, you know, like a business coach or anything like that, you have to be able to be honest with your weight loss coach, honestly. And you have to be able to relate to them and they have to be able to relate to you. And I always go back to some of these workout programs that you can buy DVDs. I mean, sometimes they like yell and scream at you on the TV, like get going and push harder. And that's not relaxing to me. Like I couldn't work with somebody like that. So just make sure you talk to that person and make sure that your personality sync up.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great point. I mean, ask if you are interested in working with someone, ask them even for like a 20-minute consult, like just a phone conversation so that you can just make sure that their vibe is the same as yours. I agree.
Yes. Yes.
Totally. Well, thank you so much, Avril, for all of your great tips. I love it.
Thank you.
for anyone who would like to get more information as to, you know, what it is that you've got going on, because you've got a lot of stuff happening,
yes,
or they want to check out your podcast as well, can you just give yourself a little shout out here, let everyone know, sure, where they can find you?
Yes, I absolutely can. So I'm over at diamondbodyimage.com. It's diamond like the ring, body image, all one word, .com. And then also on iTunes, you can check us out. We're just Diamond Body Image, not .com, but just Diamond Body Image. Mm-hmm. And also right now, I'm so into helping people like unlock their internal motivation. Like, that is key. That is so key. Like, mm-hmm, how am I going to stop myself from having that cookie and not let that cookie win? So we are doing a whole like free video series around that. And if anyone's awesome, interested, they can check out diamondbodyimage.com for that.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, Avril. Thank you all so much for listening. And of course, if you are listening and you're like, I want to learn more for myself, I want to get further educated, or maybe you are educated, but you want to get certified so that you can help others as well, and you can be coaching, you know, family, friends, etc., make sure that you check out fitchicksacademy.com. We have both of our upcoming certifications. We have our fitness and nutrition expert certification, as well as our holistic natural weight loss expert program coming up. So check it out, fitchicksacademy.com. Thank you again, Avril.
Thank you.
I will chat with you again soon, I'm sure.
Sounds awesome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.